This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. I'm curious to know how your credit score is.
My credit score is actually very good, Todd.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well,
people are always trying to give me money. Here, let's give you a credit card. Yeah.
If that's the rule, then I must have good credit, because I get those solicitations every day. Well, we're going to talk all about your credit score today. It's going to be a really interesting conversation, particularly for those of you who may be struggling there, and we're going to learn some interesting things on how to repair that. So we're joined this morning by Mr. Azeem Sharp. He's a credit consultant with Leaf Credit Repair. Azeem, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. Thank you for making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy, but I appreciate you stopping by. Before we get into our conversation, though, into Leaf Credit, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Okay. I come from a real estate background. When the market crashed in 2008, I had some personal credit issues that I had to go out and learn how to fix on my own. So through, you know, trial and error, making a lot of mistakes, took me about maybe a year and a half to 2 years to fix my own credit. And then out of that, Leaf Credit Repair was born, because I decided that I was going to help family members and friends. And, you know, I took a lot of time studying the law and different consumer laws. And, you know, I gained a real passion for learning about credit, because you can't do anything in this country without credit.
Right.
We're all impacted by credit. Yeah. You know, employers, 47% of employers now are checking credit. And that's, you know, constantly going up. So I started this company, and I'm here to help as many people as I possibly can.
So Azeem, tell us a little bit more about Leaf Credit Repair.
We are a national credit repair organization that works with clients or individuals who have been turned down for a home loan due to credit issues. And we partner with real estate agents, loan officers, and real estate investors throughout the country to work with their clients who have been turned down in order to get them approved and in a position to be able to secure a home loan after we improve their credit.
All right. Well, I have 1,000 questions about how to repair a credit score. But before we get into that, take a second, Azeem, and just be sure people understand that they know what a credit score is and, more importantly, how they can find one.
Well, you can, if you want a completely accurate credit score, you can go to myfico.com.
Uh-huh.
That's a good resource, because it's going to give you your true FICO score. Now, there are other resources that are available to consumers, like the free one that everyone uses, Credit Karma. You have creditchecktotal.com, and you also have like ScoreSense, sites like those. But just to let you know that those are what we call, if it's not myfico.com, anything outside of that, those are what we call consumer credit reports. So the algorithms are totally different.
They may not be accurate.
Yeah, they're not as accurate. That's more so for looking to see what is actually on your credit and to give you a general idea, but it's not going to give you 100% unless.
And why are they different?
Because they use different scoring algorithms. I don't know why they, you know, they are not the same as if someone went to a car dealership or a mortgage company and pulled the credit. That's a lender credit report. Those are consumer credit reports. And they don't put any inquiries on your credit. And they don't, you know, penalize you when you pull them. So you can look at your credit score an unlimited amount of times without hurting your score, although they aren't as accurate.
Right. Well, so I guess a lot of people are wondering, what is a good score and what affects that score?
Well, a good score would be anywhere from, let's say, that 700 to 759 range. An excellent credit score would be like 760 plus to that, you know, 850 range, which 850 is extremely difficult to get to. But what would affect that score? There's five different factors that impact a credit score. Payment history is 35% of the credit score. That's the largest factor. The second largest factor that impacts a score is a utilization ratio, or the amounts owed on your current credit accounts. Then you have length of credit history, which is 15% of the score. And then you have your inquiries, which account for 10%. And then a mix or variety of credit is 10%. So those are the five factors that impact your score. And there are ways to help to increase one's score by dealing with each of those factors individually.
So just to review, you want to have at least a 700.
Yeah.
Is what you ought to be striving for if you, when you're trying to repair a bad credit situation.
Yeah, at least a 700 credit score.
At least a 700. Yeah. Okay. And then so the way I understand it is the higher your credit score, the affords you a lot of different opportunities. Just walk us through what some of those are. If you're the higher your credit, you get advantages in what ways?
Well, you're going to, of course, save money, less of a down payment. Let's say if you and I both walked into a dealership and your credit score is a 780 or 800 and mine is a 680, you may not have to put any money down. You may sign and drive. Whereas though I may have to put $2,500 down and pay, you know, you can demand the absolute best interest rate that lender has to offer. With home loans, it's going to save you money on a monthly basis. So you'd have overall more money for savings. It gives you a lot more options when your credit score is higher. And, you know, it just relieves a lot of pressure off you altogether.
So it's worth it is the point I'm trying to make.
Yes.
And you want to do this. If your credit's bad, you want to fix it. Let me assure you. All right. Azeem Sharp, Carol and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right. We are back with Azeem Sharp, credit consultant with Leaf Credit Repair.
I'd imagine we have some listeners who are really wondering, you know, the million-dollar question, how do I repair my bad credit? How long does it take?
There are right ways to do it and there are wrong ways to do it. A lot of people go about it the wrong way. Contrary to what most people believe, items on your credit report do not have to stay for a period of 7 to 10 years. If an item is not reporting 100% accurately, if it's not 100% verifiable, and if it's not reporting in a timely manner, meaning within the statute of limitations, then that item qualifies to be removed from your credit profile. And a lot of people make the mistake of they'll see an item on their credit report and they just automatically pay it. And then I get the phone call from people to say, hey, I paid these four items off. Why are they still on my credit? And I say, well, because you pay them, they don't remove them. Those terms need to be negotiated before you pay any money. So paying off old collections and judgments actually lowers your credit score.
Wow.
And most consumers just have no idea about that.
Well, I would think it'd be a good thing to do that, right? I mean, how come you're penalized for that?
Well, the credit bureaus really don't want us to figure out the method to their madness. But, you know, you would think that it would be a good thing to pay off those items. And one may think, well, if I don't pay them off, how do I address those issues? But again, if the item isn't reporting accurately by law, they have to remove it. Now, I see a lot of people go about doing things the wrong way. They'll dispute accounts online, which is a no-no. Because a person may not be, they may say, hey, listen, in order to save money, I'm not going to hire a professional. I am going to do these things on my own. So they will dispute an account online, which is a big mistake because when you dispute an account online, you waive a lot of your rights.
Oh.
At any time, the credit bureaus can actually inject and insert that item back onto the credit report without notice. But most consumers, because they don't know, they do the wrong thing. And then, like I said, again, they'll pay off items and you know, that will definitely hurt the credit report.
Wow.
Yeah. There are probably some things people do they don't realize is impacting their credit. Like every credit application you get in the mail, I think there's some people that fill them all out, right? Is that a good thing to do or no?
No. Ideally, with revolving credit and revolving credit being credit cards, you want to have anywhere from 3 to 5 major credit cards. I see a lot of people that when they have credit issues or they might be coming out of a bankruptcy, they don't establish any new credit. And that's a mistake. You want to have 3 to 5 revolving accounts. But the key is to make sure that you maintain a balance of 10% of the limit and below, not have, you know, carrying a 70%, 80% or sometimes over the limit on that card. The key is to maintaining a good balance on those credit cards.
So if your limit is $1,000, you should not exceed $100 of debt on there.
Right.
Am I understanding you correctly?
Exactly.
But if you ran up $1,000 a month and paid it off every month, that would be okay because you're not maintaining it.
It's not revolving.
It's not revolving. Okay.
That's okay. But then a lot of people don't realize too that when you actually just pay that account off, that creditor that is reporting the information to the bureau the bureau doesn't know that you're using the card, so you may not even get credit for that.
Oh,
so
interesting.
So it's good to carry a very small balance.
Oh, I don't carry a balance on anything, but I have a really good credit score.
Right, right.
Well, that's probably been established over time, too, right. I suspect.
Yeah.
I mean, another mistake people make is being late on payments, right? That has a real impact, too.
Yeah, the payment history is very important to make sure, because that's the largest factor that impacts the score. That's 35% of the credit score.
And what's the wiser move to make? All right, to look, if I can wait another week or two, I can make a bigger payment. Should you wait and be late and make a bigger payment, or should you do the minimum payment on time?
Even if you have to do the minimum payment, you do that on time. It's important.
Being on time is critical.
Exactly. No one else is going to want to loan you money if you can't pay the current people that you have, you know, lenders that you're using. So
it sounds really complicated. So if somebody's looking to repair their credit, how do they get started?
Well, if you're looking to repair your credit, I'm an advocate of using a professional, and I won't just say that because I own a credit repair company. However, it is important to make sure you hire the right professional. If you're going to go about doing it on your own, you want to make sure you're well-equipped and you're armed with the correct information. There are a lot of laws that protect consumers, and you can repair your own credit. However, it takes time, mm-hmm. it takes perseverance, it takes patience, and it takes an understanding of the law and knowing how it works.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like, you know, a lot of people would want to do it themselves because they would think, oh, it's not going to cost me anything,
right.
as opposed to hiring someone, but it costs their time and it might take them longer.
Exactly.
What could somebody anticipate, you know, just like a range to pay to hire a professional to help them?
Well, if you hire a professional, you should see results at least within the first 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
Every 30 days, we call that a round of disputes. You should start seeing results within the first 30 to 45 days. That person or individual should have a way for you to track your progress online, as we do with our clients. Our clients, each one has their own client portal. They can log in and see what we've done, see their, you know, updated results, their credit scores, and, you know, to make sure that their investment, the money that they're investing in paying us, is not being wasted.
Right. So is it hundreds of dollars to hire a credit repair specialist, or thousands of dollars, or does it depend on how bad it is?
It depends. Like with our company, what we do is we run a hybrid model.
Uh-huh.
We run a model where a person or individual can start for as little as $179 down,
mm-hmm.
and then $99 per month on a month-to-month agreement.
Okay.
But we also have a model where a person would pay for their audit and setup for us to review the credit report, the $179, but then they can have an option to only pay after items have been deleted.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they, you know, because some people have that argument, hey, I've been burned by other credit repair companies, or I paid this person or individual thousands of dollars and nothing happened.
Mm.
So we run a hybrid model, because even on the hybrid model, sometimes that can get very expensive or costly if we're charging per deletion. You know, a person may, it depends on how many items they have on their credit, they may get a bill from us for, you know, $2,500, whereas though if they were paying a monthly model, it would be a lot less.
Yeah.
So we give them that option to choose.
And of course, them paying you on time helps their credit too.
Yeah.
Well, even if you, I mean, the cool thing about this is, even if you go through an extreme occurrence of, say, a bankruptcy, you can still fix this and get, and it won't take you too long to get back into a good range, right? If you're smart about it.
Exactly. Exactly. The key is to really, even after a bankruptcy, or, you know, life happens to us all. A person may go through a divorce or something may happen, and, you know, they might have lost a job, is to get back in the game and to start reestablishing your credit and to make sure you maintain good balances on your credit cards and have 3 to 5 revolving accounts. Those things are very, very important. And I encourage people to learn as much as you possibly can about credit, because you're going to be using it for the rest of your life.
All right. Well, Zeem, about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people contact you should they have any questions on this and learn more about Leaf Credit Repair?
They can go to our website at Leaf, LEAF, Credit, CREDIT, Repair, REPAIR.com. So that's leafcreditrepair.com.
Zeem Sharp, a credit consultant with Leaf Credit Repair. Zeem, pleasure to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Zeem Sharp, my co-host Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.